Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. We're diving deep into something super important today, self-compassion. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-compassion? Sounds a little fluffy, right? But trust me, this isn't about getting a Hallmark card every day or giving yourself permission to slack off, though, let's be honest, sometimes that sounds pretty good. This is about learning to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer your best friend when they're going through a tough time. Because let's face it, we all mess up. We all experience setbacks, make mistakes, and feel stressed out sometimes. But how we react to those moments makes all the difference. Ever felt like you were beating yourself up for something that went wrong? You know that feeling when self-criticism takes over and you're stuck in a loop of negativity? Well, guess what? Self-compassion is your superpower against that mental monster. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock the power of self-compassion and reduce stress. 1. Recognize that you're human. This one seems obvious, right? But seriously, we're all flawed, imperfect beings. We make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes just plain stumble. Accepting this truth is the first step to treating ourselves with kindness instead of constantly striving for some impossible ideal of perfection. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect your best friend to be perfect, would you? So why do we put that pressure on ourselves? 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend came to you feeling down or stressed about something. What would you say? You probably wouldn't berate them or tell them they were stupid for messing up. You'd offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Treat yourself with the same compassion. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them with a kinder, more supportive inner voice. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're stressed or feeling overwhelmed, it's easy to get caught up in worries about the future or regrets about the past. Mindfulness helps us focus on what's happening right now, which can help calm our anxious minds. Try taking a few deep breaths, noticing the sensations in your body, and simply observing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. 4. Engage in self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could include anything from taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a hobby you enjoy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for our well-being. 5. Be patient with yourself. Learning self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up and fall back into old patterns of self-criticism. That's okay. Just acknowledge those moments, offer yourself some kindness, and gently redirect your thoughts towards a more compassionate perspective. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and like she's not doing enough. One day, she misses an important deadline at work, and the self-criticism starts pouring in. You're so incompetent, you always mess things up. But then Sarah remembers what she learned about self-compassion. She takes a deep breath, reminds herself that everyone makes mistakes, and offers herself some kind words. It's okay, this one setback doesn't define me. I can learn from this experience and move forward. Sarah's story is just one example of how self-compassion can transform our relationship with stress. It's about recognizing that we are worthy of love and kindness, even when we make mistakes. By treating ourselves with compassion, we create a space for healing, growth, and resilience. So, what's the takeaway here? Self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's your secret weapon against stress, anxiety, and negativity. Start incorporating these tips into your daily routine and watch how it transforms your life. Ready to level up your self-compassion game? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. See you in the next episode, and keep those dopamine levels balanced.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.